This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. If my voice sounds different, it's because I'm using the POTS line, plain old telephone service, POTS. The digital connection is broken. It's interesting when we talk about these things, like what the government is doing. The connection breaks. It's kind of like clockwork. So I'm on the telephone, and Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, and we've been talking about how dangerous the situation is that we are being put in. Extremely dangerous. And there are live fire drills going on right now from China. Live fire. Live fire. Live fire means real weapons with real explosives. That's what that means. So these are the guys that make your toasters, your microwave ovens, and your flat screen TVs, and your sneakers, and your socks, and your shirts, and your automotive parts, and the bearings. And our administration is poking them. It makes no sense at all. None. We have no backup. There are no bearing suppliers that can supply the bearings necessary for us to defend ourselves. And we're poking the guys who make the bearings. You know, there's an oil company called Sinopec. And there's OPEC and there's Sinopec. S-I-N-O typically means China or Asia. So there's OPEC, which is the Arab oil-producing nations. And then there's Sinopec, which is the Chinese OPEC. Sinopec is huge, absolutely huge. They make gasoline, they make motor oil, engine oil. They make lubricants, greases, jet fuel, diesel fuel. They make it all. Sinopec. Company you've never heard of, right? As a matter of fact, I could have bought for our farm Sinopec lubricants, greases, at about 60% of what a domestic grease would cost years ago, and I didn't do it. And I wasn't going to do it. But I just want to let you know that, you know, when they pack those wheel bearings in those pre-assembled, non-maintainable, non-greasable, lubricated for life bearings, it's probably Sinopec grease. I just want to let you know. We've had at least 7 assembly wheel bearing hubs in our 1999 Dodge turbo diesel pickup truck on the right side. At least 2 or 3 on the left side. They don't last very long. It's a nuisance to change them. Substandard parts. So we're out of our minds poking the Chinese. Out of our minds. We're totally dependent on them. Ford, GM, Chrysler cannot make an automobile, neither can Tesla, or anybody else, without Chinese parts. It cannot be done. if it takes 10,000 parts to make an automobile, and one quarter of them come from China, you can't make an automobile. It can't be done. There are Ford automobiles and trucks parked on runways, unfinished, because they got most of the vehicle complete. Most. All they need is some parts from China. And they can't get them. No kidding. All at the same time, we're being told everything's good, the economy's great, inflation's at 8.2, 8.3%. I know not what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. Albert Einstein. Gwyneth, if you want to teach a class on what it's going to be like in the Industrial Revolution that we are facing?
Yeah, the Industrial Devolution.
Right.
Just tying in with Sinopec, I've actually come across that name in my studies. And there were only two companies before the world changed, back in 2019, there were only two companies in the world that were making the additive that turned paraffin into diesel engine oil. And both of those companies are now no longer making diesel engine oil. The division of those companies that was making diesel engine oil has gone bankrupt due to a shortage of labor. And that shortage of labor was caused by COVID and lockdown. It sent both of these companies, the divisions of the companies, the parent companies are still there. But one of those companies that was making the diesel engine oil additive that turns ordinary paraffin oil into diesel engine oil was Sinopec. And Sinopec might be making some products still, but it's not making the diesel engine oil additive anymore that turns ordinary paraffin into diesel engine oil. And the other company that was making this additive happens to be based in Russia. And they went broke as well during COVID. They went bankrupt. They're no longer, the parent company is still in business, but the division that was making the diesel engine oil additive that turns ordinary paraffin into diesel engine oil is no longer in business. Nobody on the earth is making the additive that turns ordinary paraffin oil into diesel engine oil anymore. They have both, there were only ever two of them before COVID. Both of them went broke during COVID. Both of them are now no longer in business. And any diesel engine oil that you're buying off the shelf was manufactured before COVID. And that is the problem. And the diesel engine oil that is on the shelf in the warehouses is going to run out. And it's going to run out fairly imminently.
Mm-hmm.
The most generous estimates are that it will last until the end of August. Most of the estimates are a lot more pessimistic that it will be around about the middle of August, and that after that, diesel engine oil will be unobtainium. And when diesel engine oil goes away, every week after that, 10% of the heavy haulers will be permanently off the road until some company can get the resources together to make the diesel engine oil additive again that turns ordinary paraffin oil into diesel engine oil. Until then, we are going to have to live without diesel engines. And you need to think about, out there in the class, what the world is going to look like without diesel engines. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Gwyneth,
none of this is speculation, by the way. None of this is speculation.
This is fact. Here's another fact, an exclamation point to what you've just said. Class, you can refine crude oil, and you can refine it into a number of products. For example, it's called fractional distillation. We've talked about this before. So you take a barrel of crude oil, and you'll get about 19 gallons of gasoline, about 2 gallons of liquefied petroleum gases, about 2 gallons of heavy fuel oil, about 7 gallons of other products, 3 gallons of jet fuel. There's other distillates at about a gallon and about 10 gallons of diesel. That's what you get. Now, of those, of that fractional distillation, the motor oils, the oils that are produced, which is not a great percentage, you know, like 6 or 7%, not one of the oils that is from fractional distillation, not one grade of oil, is satisfactory for lubricating equipment like engines. No oil can do it by itself. Every single oil must have an additive package, a cocktail of additives to supplement the lubricating components of the engine oil. Those additives are used as detergents to clean the engine, for example, the engine. They're used to remove and transfer heat from one part to another. The parts that rub against each other, like the piston rings and the bearings and the pistons and the cam lobes and the cam tappets, or the valve lifters or the valve stems or the timing chain. There's a lot of pressure, a lot of heat, and it needs to be transferred to the engine block to be picked up by the coolant, to be brought to the radiator, to be removed from the engine. So there are anti-wear additives, heat dispersion additives, detergents, and lubrication additives. No oil can do it without them satisfactorily. What Gwyneth is talking about is we've got most of what we need. We've got the liquid oil, but the additives, no. That's the problem. Gwyneth, I don't listen to much radio. The only time I listen to the radio is if I'm in the truck and I want to see how bad it's gotten from the last time I was in the truck. And it's very rare that actually I turn the radio on, because there's nothing worth listening to locally, AM or FM. I'm not talking about GCN, I'm talking about over-the-air AM and FM locally. Terrible. Nobody I've heard is talking about it. When we come back, do you know of anybody who's talking about what we just said? Anybody?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, we've been ringing the alarm about diesel engine oil and how it's going to be unobtainium, which is a made-up element. You look at the periodic chart, you're not going to find unobtainium. But what it really means is an element so rare you can't get it. That's what it means. It's a figure of speech, maybe a colloquialism. Gwyneth, any comments about the exclamation point that I put on what you said?
Yeah. We need to, how did we actually get here to the point where we were using diesel engines in the first place? We've only had these engines for maybe a little bit over 100 years, maybe just over 100. And before then, nobody had diesel engines, and we had thousands of years of history of the Earth. But I can tell you what happened. 200 years ago, everybody was living in an agrarian economy where 90% of the people were occupied full-time in producing food, mostly wheat crops, and in America, maize crops. But, yeah, mostly grain crops. 90% population were working 40 hours, 80 hours a week just to feed themselves and their society. And then something absolutely marvelous happened. There was a very clever man, and he lived in Scotland, and his name was called Mr. Stevenson. And he came up with a remarkable invention, and that invention was called steam engine. found, and initially it was a stationary steam engine, but then they found that if they put the steam engine on a set of wheels and attached some pistons to the steam engine, then they could make the steam engine move along a set of rails. And the locomotive was born. Now, the steam engine was an invention that utterly transformed the world. It could run on wood, or it could run on coal, and it could use the power of steam to do the work of many, many horses. That's where you get the saying horsepower from. And you didn't have to feed the horses. You didn't have to groom the horses. You didn't have to pick out their feet. You didn't have to train them. You didn't have to have a guy to look after the harness. And you didn't have to have, you know, fields and fields of crops that you would grow, especially to feed the horses. All you had to do was to cut down some trees or dig some coal out of the ground and light a fire. And you could have one machine do the work of many, many, many horses. And this was what was so revolutionary about steam engines. And if there had not been the steam engine, there would not have been the Industrial Revolution. Now, the steam engine, you know, when it took off, it utterly transformed the world, because suddenly you did not need 90% of the population working 80 hours a week to produce enough food to feed the civilization. And you could have large urban centers. So people moved from the countryside into the cities because there were factories. Nobody had factories before the industrial, there weren't very many factories before the Industrial Revolution. There was mostly cottage industries, and there may have been some small factories, but, you know, of maybe 50 or 100 workers, for instance, in weaving looms and, you know, spinning mills. But mostly that wasn't helpful because you didn't have the energy to drive such. I'd like to continue this discussion after the bottom of the hour news.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As China furiously condemned House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, Pelosi announced the self-ruled island as one of the freest societies in the world and pledged American solidarity on Wednesday. In Tuesday's Michigan primary elections, John Gibbs, the Trump-endorsed challenger, beat Representative Peter Meyer. Meyer was part of President Trump's impeachment that ended in failure. Missouri State Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the GOP Senate primary, and Kansas will keep abortion legal. The Senate voted Tuesday night to pass extended health care benefits for millions of American veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service.
On this vote, the yeas are 86, The nays are 11. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of this motion to concur, the motion is agreed to.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Country music star Kenny Chesney says he's devastated after a fan died falling from an escalator after his concert in Denver, Colorado, Monday night. The woman, who has yet to be identified, fell to the concourse below. Denver police said the incident's being investigated as an accidental death. The pandemic and the government mandatory lockdowns devastated America. Food banks is how many were able to survive, especially lower-income families. Now that the government has delivered a recession to the American dollar, food banks once again are being called up in record numbers. Eric Cooper on Fox News is from the San Antonio Food Bank.
It's a tough place. With donations shrinking, many Feeding America food banks are finding themselves 20 to 30% with less inventory right now. With a demand, like you said, between 10 to 15% across the country, the lines have gotten longer back to what we experienced during COVID. And families that may have worked all through the pandemic, maybe even gotten a raise, are now, because of inflated costs, not able to pay their rent, pay for child care, ultimately pay their utilities, and struggling to put food on the table for their children.
NASA is reporting when the Tonga volcano erupted in the South Pacific Ocean on January 15th, the underwater eruption blasted an enormous plume of water vapor into Earth's atmosphere, enough water to fill more than 58,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and I just want to give you an update on the camp, Natural Farms camp. So we're working on it, and the heat has delayed us. It is so bad, the heat is so bad, that there is a burn ban here in Wright County, Missouri. And it's not just Wright County. All over Missouri, there are burn bans. It's so bad that there was a fire that was started that took five fire companies to put it out, and they couldn't even show up because there were other fires that each one was attending. Can you imagine that? That'd be like calling 911 and saying, we're out of gas. Sorry, can't come over. And that's happening too. We've done this to ourselves. Actually, it's been done to us while we're sleeping. So there's a burn ban, and we thought it'd be great to have these campsites, each with a fire pit. Each one has a really safe fire pit, but it's not safe to use them. Because a cigarette butt would set the county on fire, which would set the state on fire. Which might set the Midwest on fire. There's fires all over the country right now. Hundreds of them. Actually, it's not just the United States. We're being cooked. We're being cooked. Gwyneth, I just want to ask you one more time. I know you said it just for the class's benefit, and I know you want to continue on with the Industrial Revolution. But just to make the exclamation point very, very clear, Gwyneth, are we going to get out of this mess?
Are we heading back to the Stone Age?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. Could you repeat that? I couldn't hear you.
We're not going to get out of this. We're heading for the Stone Age. That is the level of technology that we're going to be at the end of this. We're not going to come back from it. We're not going to be, in a few years' time, you know, back to having automobiles and diesel engines and all the rest of it. It's all going away. And if we're lucky, we will be in a Mad Max world. If we're lucky to have that level of technology, we will be in a Mad Max world. Otherwise, I don't think that would happen. I think that it will happen on the way down, but I think that eventually, you know, I think that fairly quickly, actually, that we won't even be in the level of technology of the Mad Max world, because in the Mad Max world, they still had heavy haulers. And we're not going to have heavy haulers. And if we don't have heavy haulers, we don't have a bunch of the other stuff either. So, if that means that if you want a knife, you'd better have a knife in your house, or an axe. If you want an axe, you'd better go out today and go to your big box hardware store and buy an axe and buy a good sharp kitchen knife if you haven't got one. And I mean, maybe you take it for granted that every house has got a good sharp kitchen knife. But you might be surprised, Vincent, a lot of people don't cook for themselves anymore. And that would be the absolute minimum. And a stash of lighters or matches, flint, or other fire lighting tools that you can, you know, when it's safe, under safe circumstances, that you can use to learn how to light a campfire. When it's safe, not immediately, but you know, it will rain. It will rain again. And when it does, and when it's cooled down a bit, you need to learn how to light and manage safely. Go and watch some YouTube videos on how to do so, how to manage a campfire safely. You know, and if you've got a fireplace in your house where the chimney is blocked, unblock the chimney and put the fireplace into service. You need to do these things, because otherwise you're not going to survive. Because without diesel engines, there's no propane. Because the propane's stored using diesel engines. Without diesel engines, there's no food in the supermarket. Without diesel engines, there's no crop getting put in or getting harvested. Without diesel engines, in the end, there's going to be no electricity unless you have an off-grid electrical system, like solar, for instance, or if you happen to live next to a running creek, maybe you can set up a hydro generator. This is it. But you've got to think about what the world will look like for you without diesel engines, and you need to plan accordingly. Because at the end of this, anything technological that you have will break, and you won't be able to get replacement parts. And unless you can make the replacement parts yourself, you are not going to be able to use that technological equipment. Okay, which means that you're going to have to find other ways to do what you need to do with that technological equipment, which is going to mean you're going to have to go back to an earlier level of technology and figure out how to do it. Now, and it's ultimately going to mean going back to the Stone Age. And, I mean, it's going to be the Stone Age where if you have a steel axe at your place, you're going to be able to use that steel axe for a very long period of time, until the handle breaks, and then you have to figure out how to put a new handle onto it, or you won't be using your axe anymore. So you better learn how to do that. And, if you've got a steel knife, then you're going to have that steel knife pretty well forever, but you're going to have to learn how to keep it sharp. This is the absolute minimum level of technology that you will need to survive as an axe, a sharp knife, and some way to make fire and cook food. That is the absolute minimum level of technology that you need. And in other words, cooking food means a knife and some cooking pots and plates and cutlery. Okay? And I'm aware that, this might seem overly simple, but some people out there may not have cooking pots. They may not have kitchen knives because they may not ever cook food at home. But you'd better learn how to cook food at home or you're going to starve. You'd better learn what plants now are growing in your local area that are edible, that you can actually eat. You better start growing some edible plants in your garden, if this dry weather continues, at the top of my list would be the nopal cactus. Second on my list would be the choya cactus. And the third on my list would be the century plant. But the century plant takes a lot longer to grow. That is Agave Americana. You better learn what plants in your local area are edible. And if you can learn how to trap the wildlife, that's probably going to be your advantage as well, because you're going to have some meat to eat. But this is how you have to think, because what's going to happen when there's no more food in the supermarket? What are you going to do? How are you going to eat? How are you going to feed your children if you've got children? What are they going to do? Are they going to freak out? Are they going to start blaming you? I heard a news report today on another radio show where a 17-year-old boy stopped in his own father on January 6th to the FBI. Is that the sort of teenage son that you've got living at your place? Not the sort of teen. I mean, I don't have my sons living with me anymore, but I know that my sons are on my team. And if I need help here, then they will do what they can to help me. But if your children are a liability and not an asset, you have to take that into account too. Dude, this is it. It's mind-blowing. You've got to think. I mean, for example, okay, when my youngest son, moved out, he left a big pile of clothes sitting in his room. And I'm still getting through that big pile of clothes, sorting them out, washing them, disposing of the ones that needed to be disposed of, and you know, arranging for the rest of them to, you know, be washed or whatever. And I looked at these clothes and I thought, these are all male, mostly men's clothes. And I sort of thought, I don't want to wear them. Now, they're men's clothes. But I had a look through them and there were things like jackets and there were things like sweat tops and there were things like T-shirts and singlets and all of this sort of stuff. And I thought to myself, hang on, a lot of this stuff could probably classify as unisex clothing. And I'm not sure that I want to get rid of it because I've got a feeling that clothing might be hard to come by in the future. And there's clothes that are obviously men's clothes which are getting disposed of, you know, because he doesn't want them. He doesn't fit a lot of them anymore because, he's a big boy now and he's had some of these clothes for when he was a lot younger. He just kept them in his room because he was never a very tidy child. But anyway, his brother has gotten to be more tidy these days, which is a good thing. So that's good. But anyway, like I say, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think I want to get rid of a lot of these clothes. Things like jackets and singlets and T-shirts, sweatshirts, jumpers, all of this sort of thing that I can wear. Because I think that clothing in the future is going to become precious. Does that make sense?
I've gone through exactly the same thing here at the farm when my parents passed away. You know, what do you do with the clothing? And I said to Mrs. Finelli and the family, we're keeping it all because it may not be our size. It may not be what we'd want to wear, but it sure will be not having anything to wear. We're keeping it all.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, I just got off the phone with a gal who sells chickens, and she's not selling chickens now. She's just selling hatching eggs, fertilized eggs. And so I just said to her, you finding it tough to buy chickens? And she said, it's tough to buy anything. Everything's getting tough. And she's absolutely right. So, and she's in our area, probably within 15 miles, 20 miles. Gwyneth, I don't see any good news. And you mentioned without diesel engines. Let me just add a few, or an exclamation point to that. Without diesel engines, there'll be no railroad. Because the locomotives are powered by diesel engines. Even though they have electric drive systems, the diesel engines drive the generator that drives the electric motor that drives the wheels. And that's because the locomotives are so powerful, mankind has not figured out how to make a clutch to go from an engine that is idling to engage the clutch without breaking the clutch. We don't know how to do it. It requires a really strong clutch, and we don't have the technology to make one. So that's why we use a diesel engine connected to a generator, connected to an electric motor to drive the wheels. There'll be no farm tractors without diesel engines. There'll be no pulling airplanes around the tarmac without diesel engines. There'll be no fire trucks. There'll be no emergency generators to cool the nuclear reactors to prevent them from melting down. We're in a lot of trouble. We're in absolutely a lot of trouble. And you mentioned children. And I'm hearing more and more and more stories of parents who are really frustrated with their children because their children are not understanding that they need to work as a family unit. The children are rebelling. They want what they want, and they want it now, me first. It's horrible, and it's almost everywhere. So we put all this together, and we're headed right toward the Stone Age. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, there's something else that's interesting. Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. It says that the king of the east, the king of Orient, gets pulled into the war And he sides with Gog from the land of Magog. In other words, who is basically Russia. And the king of the Orient marches his army from the east to the valley where the battle happens, which is just north of Israel. Why would he march his army in our modern world from China or the Orient to Israel when there's diesel engines? There's no reason for him to march his army from the Orient when there's internal combustion engines available, troop movement. There's only one reason why the king of the Orient would walk his army from China to Israel, and that is because there are no internal combustion engines. It's the same reason why the king of the, you know, by Gog from the land of Magog, does his military expedition on horseback. That's the same reason. Why would you in this modern era? Why wouldn't he just drive his tank? Because he can't, because tanks run on diesel engines. And if they are one of the rare tanks, I don't know if there's any tanks still in service still operate on gasoline, but, you know, somebody's got to move the gasoline and that takes the diesel engine. It all goes back to the diesel engine. And the reason why we can't go back to steam engines is because steam engines feed lubricants as well. And in our modern era, the most effective lubricant for a steam engine, steam locomotive, is diesel engine oil. And someone's got to mine the coal. And back in the day, they used to mine the coal using ponies, little horses, sent down the mine with little railway cars. We can't do that anymore. We have big mining equipment that all operates on diesel engines. We are royally screwed. There's no way out of it. Everything relies on the diesel engine. And this is a technology that is not going to be available too much into the future. And we're in a world of hurt as a result. Does that make sense?
I just have one comment, Gwyneth. I suggest you call into other broadcasts and ring the alarm. And let them join us. Thank you so much for being with us, class.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140, 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.